George F. Kennan was a diplomat who helped shape the containment doctrine during the Cold War. Princeton University wanted to honor Secretary of State Powell with the Crystal Tiger Award. Sue Niederer, whose son Seth Dvorin was killed 2 weeks ago in Iraq, had these welcoming words for Colin Powell.
Mr. Powell, you deserve nothing. You deserve this award. My son deserves to be dead. My son did not deserve to die. You are sending troops in there that are not trained. My son was there defusing a bomb. My son was trained in air defense artillery. That's got nothing to do with bombs, people. A $20 bomb killed him and has killed how many others since my son was killed. For all the money that we are spending in Iraq right now and Afghanistan, where is this money going? It is certainly not going to train our troops. It is certainly not going for equipment, proper equipment for our troops. Whose pockets are being lined? I would like to know. Does Colin Powell have an answer for me? Mr. Bush cannot even talk to the people who have lost anyone in the war. He can't take 3 seconds of his time to make a phone call and say, I'm sorry.
Your son was an enlisted soldier?
Yes, he was. He went in as an officer, but they painted a very rosy picture. And there's a lot of recruiters in the schools giving them $30,000, $40,000 to enlist, telling them they're going to get their college educations paid for. They make it seem like this is a beautiful, beautiful thing. Yes, it is to protect your country, but do not paint a rosy picture. You may be sent over into a non-even declared war, and you may not come home. Right now, I think that this is strictly, and I have felt this before, this is a vendetta of George Bush. The only thing that allowed him really to go in with a quote-unquote some of the permission of the people of the United States was the fact that we were told that there were weapons of mass destruction. It has now come out that there are no weapons of mass destruction. Get our troops out of there. They don't want us there. Get out. Just get us out.
Robert Blum, a constitutional lawyer and graduate of Princeton University, said that he felt that the Nuremberg Principles, which state that anyone who plans, initiates, and carries out a war of aggression is a war criminal, applies to Powell, Rumsfeld, and Bush, and that they should be tried in international courts. He defied campus police and brought his outrage to the doors of the conference by carrying a placard calling Secretary of State Powell a liar. For WBAI News, this is Fred Nguyen in Princeton, New Jersey.